today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You might be immunocompromised. Am I right? Aren't you one of those people they talk about that has gone through chemo?
One of them?
Doesn't that mess that up for you?
No, because it was a testicular, so nothing in the lungs or respiratory
system.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
All right. Well, we'll have a ball this weekend.
Oh, Mike, I'll tell you, and honestly, and for our listeners, the worst birthday, bar none. And Shannon, sweet enough, that I think a day after birthday, said, "What do you want for your birthday?" I said, "My birthday was yesterday. Get me next year."
Yeah, good. It sucks.
Yeah.
You gotta go next year.
I'm down here busting my hump, answering all these calls, telling people to turn their speakerphone off, turn down the sound, and to provide Mike with their name and the city and the state that they're in.
Oh, and can you ask them what they're drinking too?
Yeah, what they're drinking too.
Yeah, I'll add that to my script.
I know what.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, just trying to have a little fun, folks, as we tape in the afternoon on the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party. And I was thinking about our West Coasters. And do we have our cocktail party music? Is it there?
We absolutely do. It's right.
I don't know why you have to ask for it all the time, Mike. It's really strange.
Because he doesn't. Right? He's at home and he doesn't.
It's really nuts.
Engage at all.
You're welcome, Rob.
Why do we get the spots at 2:00 in the afternoon?
Do you want them earlier?
No. I want them 1 minute before showtime. That's when I'd like them.
Mike.
I'd like them as late as possible, Rob. That's what I've always wanted with that wonderfully well thought out question.
What's great today is that we've started on time.
Which is really terrific. We all got in early and we all got ready to go. And
Barla, you look great.
Yes.
Shannon,
thank you.
You look beautiful as well. Rob, we look okay?
Yeah, we're doing the best we can with what we got.
Oh, no, I can't.
Oh, no.
No. I'm sorry.
You're really loud.
Well, turn the master down here.
Okay.
Is that better? Is that a little better?
But that's okay.
How come you've gone, this is the third show you've done?
I think that's why I'm talking loud and stuff, because it's so loud
it's
in
so
my
loud
ear.
In your ears.
What I would do is you could slide them back a little bit.
Oh, okay.
No, just try that. Watch it work.
Yes.
That's not comfortable.
No, just a little bit, just about an inch.
I have earrings in.
I'm on the air. We're just trying to do a show, please.
All right, I'll just sit here and drink my wine.
It'll dull the
pain. Slide them back
It'll
a little
dull
bit.
The
and
pain.
That would work. Why? Three shows in, and now you're just you're on the same
Salud.
Volume control.
Yes.
You have it. So last week it wasn't bad?
No, it was the same last week.
Okay.
I just didn't say anything.
Just thought you'd tell me at the beginning of the show.
Well, Mike, she didn't want to derail the show.
No. See, Carla's working off my hearing, which is the same way when we're watching a television show, which has got to be problematic.
Tomorrow, I'm going to send you an amplifier so you have your own volume.
Oh, you are perfect. A can-do kind of guy.
Yes.
Thank you.
So if you
that's
can suffer
very,
through
very
it today,
nice.
We'll be
that's
okay.
That's what I want to do is
send
spend
me a
more
mic
money.
Stand too?
Sure. I can't do that, actually. Yes.
There you go, Carla.
Someone's
there
getting comfortable.
Yeah, too comfortable.
Very good. That's it. Well, welcome to the show. Yes, Rob, the spots, the always like them earlier than better. Yeah,
okay.
The better. That's the way I... And Rob is super late, right? A little latency on Mr. Speewack's video today.
Let me hear you. Let me see you. Let me hear you,
one,
Rob.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
one,
as,
two,
long
three.
As long as he keeps that microphone in front of his face, we'll never
you
notice.
You know, that is the low-tech solution that I cannot... Stan, why is it always like that with Rob as we work out our technical issues at 4:00 in the afternoon? I'm trying to figure that out.
It could be because I actually have a Facebook open because I was going to monitor it for comments. So I just closed my Chrome browser.
Oh, you were going to monitor Facebook.
Well, that's what you asked me to do last week.
You did ask him to do that last week.
Oh, wow. Is that slowing things down?
If he has too much running on his machine.
Yeah, I don't want to tax it if I don't have
to. It would tax him and the machine.
So I've closed it now. Are we any closer? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes,
you're better.
1, 2, 3,
yes,
4.
You are.
All right.
Yes, you
so
are.
So Chrome can stay shut.
No
then.
Streaming for you, sir, while we do
none.
The show.
Please, none.
All right, now
for
where
me.
Were you monitoring? Because I can do that because I've got the turbo speed down here.
Okay, yeah, please do.
And I could probably
so,
do that. Would you mind be a
would
love
you
and
like
grabbing
me to
my...
get you your Mac?
Yes, I'd love that. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. So how is everybody holding up? I am getting conflicting reports that while we are getting some positive news on this flattening of the curve that everybody talks about, that there is now, you know, God love the United States of America. We love a good debate. So you might as well have good news followed by people that want to open everything up again and causing everybody more tension. This is the type of thing that puts a hole in my stomach. This is the type of thing that scares me when people that are not educated in the world of science make the comment that, well, that means the sooner the better, when that's the way I understand it's not supposed to work. So that makes me a little hinky.
Well, Mike, can I play my favorite clip from yesterday's COVID press conference? I think it's going to make you feel better. This will heal any hole you have in your stomach.
We're in very good shape. You look at the hospitals, you look at what's going on. We are really in good shape. You're not hearing people are needing ventilators much. In fact, we're going to start helping other countries with ventilators. We're going to end up having a lot of ventilators for future should something happen for hospitals, ideally to keep and have.
Premature!
But no, I think we're in very, very good shape.
We're in good shape.
All right, where do I go? Where do I go to grab the Facebook comments here? Where do
So if you went, Mike, to a place called The Mike O'Mara Show on Facebook, just type that into search.
Yeah, is that with the Beatles on top of it?
No, that would be the fan club, the one that has our banner.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
All right, very good.
There are
the
multiple.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
The Mike O'Mara Show, O-M-E-A-R-A.
All right, gotcha.
And then we're right there live, baby, live to the world.
All right, very good.
Yes.
Very good. I'm gonna
but since you're driving the show, for you to actually run the comments, it's going to be
tough.
Well,
no, I mean, I don't think it's going
to
be as tough
Can
as
I drive
think.
Then? I really I'd love to drive.
You drive? You mean drive the show?
Yeah, and then you do the comments.
Oh, you go ahead and drive the show. Okay. I'm fine. This is a cocktail party.
Okay,
this
I love
is not
it.
A formal broadcast. I'll be keeping track of time and you know, our fine sponsors. Other than that, I'm wide open to any idea that
Rob,
anybody
give
has.
Out the phone number.
The phone number, you can call us anytime at 1-888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE.
Perfect.
We now, want do I have to calls. Start the live stream to...
you have to engage it, yes.
Do I have to press the play button? And,
yes, you do.
And get that going?
I would mute your...
And I hope that doesn't slow me down like it did with Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, right? You want to mute that unless you want to see yourself and hear yourself.
No, I don't want to. Well, I can't help it. I can't help but see myself.
Yes.
I don't want to certainly hear myself. That would be a problem.
We're good. We're good.
So that's great.
This is fine. Now we have everybody engaged.
Hey, Oscar, can I drive for 10 seconds?
Sure, please.
I like the new piece of artwork behind your head.
Yeah, look, my wife, I think, is looking for things to do. And by that, I mean she has other things to do. But she said, I'm going to go upstairs and set you up for the Mike O'Mara Show. I said, okay. That was 30 minutes ago. And then she dressed the set.
Well, I know that when I put my headphones on at about 20 minutes before showtime, we hadn't engaged on video yet. And I just heard from my headphones, not even on yet. I heard, hello, hello, hello.
Who said we're not even on yet?
It was Shannon that she was looking forward to talk to me.
This is earlier in the program, before the show started.
Shannon was just looking for someone to talk to.
And
she
the pre-show,
screaming into a,
pre-show,
to an
pre-show
microphone.
Setup.
But your artwork behind your head, that is an interesting shot of the ceiling of a metro station, I believe.
Yes, made in D.C. I was stomping down the mean streets of Georgetown, and the made in D.C. store was open, and I said, oh, are these artisan artifacts that are made in D.C.? And then I walked in there, and I found this little guy. Show and tell. Oh, no, I can't take it off. She's done something with a nail. And I said, I'd like to support local artists. How much does this cost? I'm thinking maybe $15.
Yeah, it looks like thing, about a $15.
And this is, everybody's been in this position. When you take something up to the register and then you realize how much it is and you want to walk away, but you can't because you're embarrassed.
Right.
This was $89.
What? That's a ripoff.
Well,
yes.
Are you? But I think the most amazing thing here is not the price that you got scalped by that, but the fact that the Made in D.C. store is still open.
No. This was last year. This is this is last year.
Because I can imagine walking down like Wisconsin and all the streets, all the things are boarded up, but there's an art
store.
The
Made in D.C. store is now completely empty.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
They'll start making again once this whole pandemic's over, I bet.
I understand.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Mike, how are you doing?
Facebook can
Oh, dear.
I mean, I know the world is on it, and maybe that's why
the world
it's
is
so
on fire.
Slow.
Yes.
But wow, it's hard. to get. It's so slow
They're not doing their best. If anything, Facebook last week came out with an announcement saying they're losing money because all of their their transaction base. So think about this: they make most of their money through advertising,
right?
And most of the advertising has been pushed to the third quarter.
Well, it's nice that I got Debbie O'Brien's Facebook page without touching anything. Facebook.
Hi, Debbie.
I think that's the default Facebook.
That's the default homepage for all of Facebook, isn't it?
All right,
everyone.
I'm done.
Yeah, Oscar, take over.
Oscar, you take it over. And
the lines are locked. Let's go to the first caller, if you don't mind.
All right, very good. And excellent. You take somebody else take over Facebook. I'm not doing that. I can't do it. All right. Hello. This is the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Oscar. Hey, Rob. Hey, Shannon. This is Stephanie, Joe Ardinger's best friend. I'm calling from Roseville, California.
Oh, Roseville, California.
Why are you Joe Ardinger? Yeah. Why is that a sarcastic comment? Or are you really Joe Ardinger's best friend?
Hell no. I'm the cowardly Stephanie.
Stephanie.
So you don't like Joe Ardinger?
No. This is Stephanie, the nurse.
Oh, Stephanie the nurse.
Stephanie Larson.
Okay.
So sweet. Oh,
I love your posts when you show your different hospital masks that you are wearing each and every day. And
Joe
gave you a hard time, right? As far as I didn't see the thread because I don't follow him, so I don't know what exactly was said. But there are a lot of people out there that are kind of poo-pooing this thing. And in a half a paragraph, what was the gist of
thumbnail?
What he was saying to people.
Well, it was my very good friend Ginger Helfing's post. You know,
yeah, she's popular.
Yeah, she's a big Trumpite, and I love Ginger, but really, and some of her friends were poo-pooing it, saying it's just the flu. And I said, okay, well, if it's just the flu, go to the ER with no mask or gloves on, or you know, go out and do your thing if you think it's just the flu.
Ooh,
and he said something like, oh, you guys are just, Joe Ardinger said, you guys are just a bunch of cowards.
Ooh.
And I responded with a picture of me and my PPE and said, yes, I'm a coward.
Yeah, really. I mean, ridiculous.
Sick
Stephanie.
Burn.
On, you know, and look, we all have to guard against getting caught up in that. And I know you've been putting some very interesting posts up online with all of your PPEs that you're wearing almost on a daily basis.
Right.
You're slaying the dragon. Where does it stand right now from where you went when you were doing that at the beginning? Is there a fight going on in back of you, Stephanie?
No, that's my little autistic son.
Oh, that's sweet.
Wow. Hi there. How's it going?
Yo Gabba Gabba Dance. That's what he wants to
do.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know, it's amazing. That's also Joe Ardinger's favorite thing to do.
Right, Rob. Thank you. Just trying to negotiate it. Hi.
So we went.
How many years, dude? How many years?
Hold on, Stephanie.
Really? All right,
Mike wants to get something off his chest.
I just am trying to manage a phone call. There's no room sometimes. That ought to be known by the.
I don't say a thing, Mike. I'm scared.
I get crazy.
I'm not scared.
Don't be scared.
Wait, what's going on?
Nothing. Just timing. Just running calls. When somebody has to shoehorn their witticism in, and I'm trying to manage a call with a six-year-old bear, it gets a little crazy. So, Stephanie, the question I wanted to ask is, where does it stand right now? How are things compared to where they were 1 or 2 weeks ago?
Okay. So we had a town hall on Tuesday at work, and I work in the cancer center. So I work in an infusion center, which is like where you would go for your antibiotics.
Right.
And so we aren't getting hit quite as hard because our patients are already have been quarantined for months because they're already immunocompromised.
Mm.
So what we were told was that it should peak here in California next week, mm-hmm. and that they're expecting it to continue for 2 months.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I mean, you're on the lines there. Just going into a hospital every day is truly gutsy, and keep doing, you know, doing what you're doing. And I know Rob wanted to say something to you, Stephanie. I think I admire the heck out of you, and I admire that child as well. Yes, go ahead.
Nurses are the most amazing creatures on earth, but I have a question for someone who's on the inside there. My mom also works in a hospital, and there were rumors that it was going to peak much later. Is that 2 week peak? Is that a earlier projection than they were saying earlier?
Well, so in California, I think California is a little bit ahead of you.
Okay.
So they're saying next week will be our peak. We're at about our hospital's at about 16 patients. They said we're averaging about 16.
Well, good for you. Yeah. All of our healthcare providers that listen to this show. Don't let anybody call you a coward. That's not fair. That's not the way
it
should
go. Don't listen to Ross Spiewak.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you.
Bye,
thanks,
Stephanie.
Thank you.
Stay safe. Thank you very much. A lot of people out there on the front lines. Let's take some more phone calls. And hello, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Mike. This is Todd Bear from Hagerstown, Maryland. How are you?
Todd, I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say hi. I wanted to give Rob and Oscar a belated happy birthday.
Oh, sweet. Thank you, sir.
And I had just cracked open a Coors Light. I'm over here putting new flooring down in my duplex. My rental duplex. So,
do you sing? Because you got great acoustics in that room right now.
It must be empty.
Kind of sounds like when I was doing the old show from the empty house over there. That's got great, great audio. Fantastic.
Well, new floor and no furniture in here.
Wow. Can you do this for me, Todd? Can you say, is it Todd?
Yes.
Can you say, oh, I've got a feeling.
Oh, I've got a feeling.
Nice. Wow. Yes. Nice. Terrific. Impressive.
Yes. Sounds good. Yes.
Anything? My daughter say hi to you real quick?
That's what we're here for on the cocktail party. Okay. The kids can come in before it's too late.
We're the pretty good family from Maryland.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
He's coming. Yeah, and my son's name is Indy. You've done greetings to him for his birthdays.
Indy! Oh. Indy!
So here's Sophia. Say hi to Mike.
Hello.
Hi Sophia. There. How are you?
Good.
Are you having fun staying home with Daddy all the time?
Yeah.
And are you getting any? Are you doing any schoolwork on the computer?
Yes, I actually just finished everything yesterday.
Wonderful. You're keeping up with your studies and you're being a good girl for mommy and daddy?
Yes.
That's good, Sophia. Is your brother around?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to talk to your brother?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
Like that?
Let me just see if he wants to talk.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Oh, so you got to see if Indy wants to talk?
Indy!
Indy!
Yeah, Indy!
He's
Indy!
Down in the
well. Mike, he's down in the well of the souls.
Hello, Dr. Jones.
Hello, Dr. Jones. Why don't you put it in the other? All right, we got to run, Todd. Thank you very much, okay?
All right, thank you, Mike.
Tell Indy you missed out. Sorry, that didn't work out that well. So, Mrs. O'Mara, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm having red wine again.
Yeah, we haven't checked in with what we're drinking.
Ah,
yeah.
Let's go around the horn right now. Oscar, the huge, or what do you do?
This guy's again. Oh, boy.
Go ahead and make one while we speak.
Here we are.
That looks like an old friend.
Take a look at that.
That is what you call Kirkland Irish whiskey.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
And oh, wow. How does just it measure like up? You'd,
it, yeah, just how
like,
does it?
Just like you'd expect. It's cheaper and just as good.
Oh, cool.
It's yummy, yummy. Love in my tummy. Yes, Rob Spiewak, what are you enjoying?
Mike, I'm having a return visit with the king of beers.
Oh my God,
Budweiser,
old school.
Yeah.
Did the wine experiment from a couple of weeks ago? Did that linger into the next day a little bit? Or
Mike, it's very hard to linger when the ingredients are gone. The experiment must stop when you have no more ingredients.
What did you have last week? I forgot what you had.
Last week was gin. Always.
Oh yeah.
Gin.
Gin and grapefruit.
The aviator gin that you had last week.
Well, was that good?
Aviation. I think it is very good. Yeah, I really liked it. I had, as the day went on, and it continued after the show, the drinks got, as they say, Carla, drier, meaning less grapefruit juice and more gin. And
sounds
the aromatics
really
came out. It's got a very nice flavor.
Okay, so compared to Tanqueray, because that's what I like, is it kind of the same taste?
I would say it is a little more... it's a little more robust than Tanqueray.
Ooh.
But it's good. It's good. I think you would like it. And mixed very nicely.
Okay. Did I say Tanqueray wrong?
No,
you
I don't
said
know.
It.
No, I think you said
Tanqueray. Tanqueray?
Oh, I thought you said it. I thought you said something different. I'm like, am I saying it wrong?
Are you going to like whisper and yell all day?
Don't pick on me.
Is that what's going to happen? Are you going to whisper?
I'm going
like,
to talk the way I want to talk. That's what I'm going to
do. I had Tanqueray and then...
So Mike, she's learning. It's Mike technique.
Mike,
you're only as good as your coach. You're only
I just
as
checked
as coach.
The way you pronounce that gin is Bowman's.
Bowman's gin.
Bowman's.
What's the
in a
gin,
plastic bottle?
What's the gin you tried the other night that you we
oh,
you,
it was
you literally put it away? What
Sapphire?
Was it?
Oh, it's this organic gin.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, it was not. It was disgusting.
Boo environment. All right, let's take another phone call on the Mike O'Mara Show. Then we got to do our first break.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Paul from Denver, Colorado.
Hi, Paul.
Denver, Colorado, a state that has managed this thing better than most, right?
They have. Almost immediately stay at home. Unfortunately, I still have to go into work, but you know, stayed home, and everybody's pretty managed it pretty well.
That's good. What can we do for you in Colorado?
Well, I had a question for Rob.
Ooh, okay, sure.
Rob, okay.
How do I cook a prime rib?
A prime rib? You know, I have never. Rib. That would be a better question for Mike, as I
is
have
he
never.
Okay.
I've never cooked a prime rib.
He might be a little nervous.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
What is your name again?
Carla.
What's your name again?
Be nice. Carla's wondering, you sound a little out of breath. Are you a man of larger carriage?
Well, I just got done running about 5 miles. So.
Oh, damn. Oh,
there
damn
you go.
In your face.
All right. So how about that?
I don't know if I believe that.
So you want to do a prime rib.
I say it's looking at you.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Took your
you were
away.
Doing
hey,
a little thumbs up.
How about that? He's got it all together. Why did you defer to me with the prime rib? You're
the
cook.
You've cooked prime rib. I have never cooked prime rib. Now, if I had
you've
to
never
guess.
Cooked a prime
cook.
Rib?
I have never cooked a prime rib. But if
wow,
I had
I didn't
to guess,
know that.
Sir, I would say start it in an extraordinarily hot oven, about 500 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I didn't know you'd never cooked one.
But I mean, the theory behind it would be similar to cooking a roast, I would imagine. Just
well, let me just say
scale.
This. Two words for you. Uh-huh. Meat thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
Meat
that's
thermometer,
true.
Sir.
Absolutely.
That's when I cooked mine. Didn't I do it the last time I cooked it? It was perfect.
Yeah, you
right?
did great.
I killed it because it was, well, it was already dead. Oh, hey!
meat.
Do you include yes. the layer of tater tots like Rob does?
No, okay. No, that's and that's ground beef.
Oh,
by
bad.
The way,
yeah.
If you're gonna do that, no, can
that
you
was
offer
good,
any,
Oscar.
Can
oh,
you offer any?
Oh,
insight?
I was just asking. Are you having that for Easter? Is that what you're asking?
I will. I'll be having it by Easter by myself. But
so there's
fun.
This thing
prime
called...
rib for one.
I love
hey,
it.
I
why
love
not?
That. Why not? Save it for the whole week. Make yeah. sandwiches.
So if you just go on Google and Google it. Exactly.
Well,
how
about that?
Sick
how about
burn.
Welcome. Thank you for calling the Food Network.
I love you. I'm just kidding.
Didn't we do a nice job with that? No. The key is the meat thermometer, and I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's an interior temperature of
like,
minus 42 degrees.
I don't know.
I don't know. All right, that's enough. Thank you. Thank
well,
you. Good luck in Colorado.
One thing. What? Can I say one thing?
Yes.
I've
yes,
been
you may.
For years, first time I've gotten to call in about 5 years, 4 years ago, I went through chemo. And I was able to turn on during my last hour of chemo, turn you guys on, and it's made it go so smoothly. So,
aww.
Thank you.
Well, that's
that.
Wonderful. And how are you doing now? Are you feeling better now?
4 years.
Awesome.
Four years cancer free?
Very cool.
4 years cancer free. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, wonderful.
Great.
Thanks,
that's my day.
Right. That's awesome. Good job, and hang in there. And, you know, you might be a little compromised, so for God's sakes, wear the mask if you go to the grocery store, all right? Have that, prime rib delivered. You might be immunocompromised. Am I right? Aren't you one of those people they talk about that has gone through chemo?
One of them?
Doesn't that mess that up for you?
No, because it was a testicular, so nothing in the lungs or respiratory
oh.
system.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
All right. Well,
damn.
Well, have a ball this weekend. All right.
Thank you.
Mike, you know what the amazing thing is after his last chemo.
What am
chemo,
I supposed to say? I'm sorry. I didn't.
Mike, after his last chemo, the doctor's advice was similar. The doctor also said, meat thermometer.
Meat thermometer. Here you go. Start the damn show, Mike.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Fellas, I'm glad you're here. Look, I need your help. Here's what happened. I had this blowout. I think there's a spare in the back. It may be a little flat. Take a look at it, will you, kid? Is there an airport, any place around here? Look, if the spare is flat, don't bother fixing it. Give me a new tire, all right? You ain't got a new tire, then you'll have to fix the spare. But don't look at me. Move it, will you, kid? You can be gassing up while he's working. What is it, a staring contest? Come on! Move, will you, kid? Come on!
So good luck and may the best man win!
Right! Except you, lady. May you just drop dead!
All right. We all agree on that.
You know what? I need a drink. There's some ice and stuff back there. Why don't you make us all some old fashions?
old fashions. Do you think you ought to drink while you're flying?
Well, stop kidding, will you? And make us some drinks. I mean, just press the button back there and mark booze. It's the only way to fly. Don't make them so sweet this time.
You want another one? You've had two already. Can't you wait till we're on the ground?
What are you talking about? All right, I'll make the next batch. You take the controls.
I don't know how to fly an airplane.
Well, it's really nothing to it.
But Benji, you can't fly.
Well, that's nonsense. Anybody can fly a plane. Now, here. Now, I'll check you out. Put your little hands on the wheel. That's it.
Little
now,
hands.
Now, the feet on the rudder. You got it? There you go. Feet on the rudder. That's nuts. Who says this boy can't fly this old plane? There you go. Now I'm going to make an old-fashioned, the old-fashioned way, the way dear old Dad used to.
Well, what if something happens?
What can happen to an old-fashioned, all right?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party for our Friday afternoon get-together that has become a bit of a COVID tradition, and we're glad to have you here. All over the place, from Colchester, Vermont, Fort Mill, South Carolina, Unionville, Virginia, Heathrow, Florida, Sonoy, or Georgia, and Verona, Italy. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial.
Yes.
Mortgage rates are starting to settle down a little bit. Settle down, folks, but not much. We're still seeing them shoot up like a rocket and come down like a parachute. Well, March is here, and as usual, it's come in like a lamb and gone out like a lion, or whatever they COVID-19
little tiny mouse, Mike. Little tiny.
COVID-19 has the market unsettled, and it's more important than ever to work with someone you can trust. You need to call my friends at Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's saving money each month by refinancing to a lower rate or pulling equity out to pay off bills, Cornerstone First Financial is in this for the long haul and stays on top of all the latest developments. You need to call
Cornerstone.
You're not doing your rowdy read. Call my
Close.
Friend.
Very nice.
Mark Livingstone.
At Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. That's
202-625-1221.
Or online at cornerstonefirst.com. These rates will get back to their historic
levels. 1221.
So
that's right.
Call now.
And get on board. That's why I like it when it increases in energy. When the liquidity opens up, you'll already be in line to be locked in. And
move on to closing.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You like my
it's a different read
hand,
than last
my
week,
My old man's
Mike.
Scab hand.
Move on to closing.
These rates are going to go back up, but they know what they're doing there. 202-625-1221. See what they can do for you. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to
closing.
Nice.
Hey.
This is a weird day. Today's weird. Weird today. I don't know. I feel like it's been... You go through a period where there's an actual newness to it. There's a newness to doing our cocktail party show. There's a newness to being sequestered at home. There's we're in a state of flux right now where the reality of finances and worry and all of that is starting to hit home. And what worries me is that the weak-minded who have demonstrated they control America, I believe we'll control the way we handle this. And the weak-minded want things to open up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
They want to show that they're brave.
I disagree with the weak-minded, I guess, descriptor. I think it's honestly, there are people out there. Whose phone is on, by the way? Like, can we silence that, for God's sakes? It just
Sorry.
Keeps on. No worries. I believe, honestly, Mike, that...
Carla!
No, we're just doing a show. You know, I don't come in here, pick my ass, and start broadcasting every day.
Anything else you want to bitch about? Huh?
Nothing.
Mike,
nothing.
I believe that these people, honestly, are looking for any sliver of hope, and they're being misguided by our overall larger government that says, get out there and restart the economy, which we all would effing want, and we all care
of
about.
Of course.
But we can't do it too soon, because if we do it too soon, we'll be right back where we were before we were.
Well, the narrative, though.
But I don't think it's just the government. I think what you grazed over it yesterday. Is yesterday we had a very, media-wise, a very optimistic day. There were several good pieces of news that they're floating, And I think even though that the media loves to focus on doom and gloom, after they doom and gloom it up, if they can find a piece of good news to really present, they're going to go with that because America's going to latch on to that. Well, that optimism that they were shoving down our throat for 24 hours gives people a bit of bravery to think maybe it's time to rush the process when, in fact, it's the worst possible time to rush the process.
I saw more cars out today. I saw more cars
including ourselves.
Yeah. Well, would you like to tell the listening audience, because I come in and I talk about it all the time, perhaps add a little reality where I'm not. Look at him going for, he makes his statement and he goes for his drink. There he goes for his,
that's good idea,
two.
Rob.
You're that's good
hey,
video.
Hey, I'm on number two, too.
All right, very good.
Two, two.
That's great video.
One, two,
tell everybody
two, one.
What you had to do, and then we picked, we went with you.
So, yeah, the reason we were out and about is because Frankie, since Tuesday, has been peeing.
Ooh.
And that's not like him. At first, I thought he was trying to
not miss. Overall peeing, just peeing in the bad spots, like,
yeah,
like on beds,
like indoors,
because he's
indoors.
Often used his excretions to make a statement. Remember, he always used to poop where I sat at your house in Manhattan.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, and then it was my office office down in Florida. Mm-hmm. And he pooped there. Then it was
he would
when
poop
we,
by the drums too, remember?
Oh,
when
yeah,
you had the drums
all
set
the
up
time.
He
pooped down
hey
by the
drums.
Yeah, yeah. Pooped now we got into the new home here, and my tiny little camp shower that I have, he poops he pees there.
Oh.
He pees there.
That's where he pees. Egregious.
That yeah. is.
By the
so
way.
At first I thought, he was just trying to like make a point.
Show
to us
off.
That he's pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like him to pee in the bed. So he's done that now four times. I made sure all day yesterday that I took him out more, and especially right before we went to bed. And then this morning we got up and he had a little bit of pee. And
and
so,
you're sure it's Frankie? Mike, is there something you'd like to tell us?
Yeah.
No, if I peed, the bed would be awash. So it was the protocol to take him to the vet because
yep.
we were worried about him. And
you
so
have
look,
to,
we're,
yeah.
we're not going to sit there and let him pee around the house. It was something where he couldn't see or he was part yeah. paralyzed. I'd leave him in
he's
the house.
He's been acting
then.
Weird too,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's been acting
We've
very
both
weird.
Noticed that. Just yeah. More shy, more lethargic.
Like when I put his leash on in the morning, he jumps up on my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning he did it and he missed the.
Oh.
His left paw missed the leg in a really weird way that he's never done. He's always been very fleet of foot. And
so
sure.
they took a urine sample, and then they also took
from
some
me.
Blood. Yeah. And they'll call me tomorrow and let me know. If they had to guess, they would say either diabetes or a urinary tract infection.
Yeah.
So sure. hopefully that's what it is. He is turning 12 in May, so he is getting a little long. And the tooth.
Yeah.
But
the good news, though, is if he is diagnosed with diabetes, he'll be able to start putting pictures up on the TMOS Pinup Appreciation Society. That's a joke for a small
person. That's your badge
audience.
Of honor right there. Absolutely.
You're narrowcasting.
Yeah.
We have pet sat for a diabetic dog before, and dogs are amazingly good about taking their injections. If it is diabetes
what?
And it is, I mean, this dog has no, he has no cares. You give him his food, you grab him by the scruff of the neck, you give him 7 units and he's off. It's not
you
a big deal.
You are joking, right?
I'm not.
It's
I'm
probably
not.
Easy. Yeah, that's what you have to do for dogs. It's probably easier.
You have
easier.
To really like shit yeah. them like it's, with a needle.
It's probably
yeah.
easier.
Well, the
for...
thing is I don't know if it was wise or not, because the people that drive, they were gone for like a long week and were caring for the dog. And so they left the insulin and the needles, but they also left for him. He only eats cupcakes.
Oh, yum.
The diabetic dog. Let's take some more phone calls, shall
Please.
We?
Might I say, though, if he is diabetic, it's only because he's been hanging around Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes,
boy, she loves you.
I know she does. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Doug in Somerset, Ohio.
What's that?
Middle of the country, Ohio, getting high marks for Governor DeWine and the way he has handled this. A Republican governor doing a pretty decent job. Are you thumbs up to your governor in the state of Ohio, my friend?
Nine times out of ten, I give him a thumbs down because he's an idiot, but I will give him his props on this one.
Well, good.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting good marks about how they handle this. How are things going with your little world? Are you having an adult beverage today?
Oh, I am drinking a little vodka for pleasure, and I'm have some Fireball. I'm going to take a shot every time Oscar screws up the English language.
Thank you.
That sounds like Ohio, doesn't it?
Yeah. Call 911.
What can we do for you, my Ohio friend?
I just want to tell Oscar thank you.
For?
Because when you guys, I started listening to you and Chad when you took over for O&A in middays.
Well, we didn't take over. We were lucky enough to slot in as they slotted, I think, to a later day part, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, tomato, tomato.
Okay.
Anyway, just take your praise and shut up. Anyway.
You're very hostile.
Oh, my God.
Today.
How rude.
Wow. Very hostile.
Fireball fueled that comment.
Yeah. You're right, Rob.
And?
And all you guys talked about was Mike O'Mara, Mike O'Mara, Mike O'Mara. So I finally started listening, and I've been listening ever since around 2008. So thank you for that, Oscar. I appreciate it.
And I thank him, too. That's wonderful that they were talking about the show. That's great. Well, thank you, and keep listening in Ohio. We appreciate that. Let's take another phone call. They're all coming in today, and let's get right to it. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Where are you calling from? Who's this?
Hi, this is Wes calling from New Freedom, Pennsylvania, about 35 miles north of Baltimore.
PA.
New Freedom. Hey. How close are you to York?
York, I'm about maybe 18 miles to the south.
What about Punxsie?
Punxsutawney, that's a couple of hours kind of northwest of here. There's really no direct way to get there, so we have to take like two-lane roads to get there.
Curious.
Why do you ask?
Carla's neck of the woods, is Punxsie, that area where she's from, out there where it's just like, first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kin folks, Jed, move away from there.
Now listen.
Say, California is a place. Hey, Granny. How you know? The soaking wet iron.
Isn't really Punxsutawney close to Indiana, Pennsylvania?
I don't know.
I'm not too sure on that. I don't go out that way much. I've only been to State College just a couple of times. I've kind of messed around mainly around here, Harrisburg,
Intercourse,
Scranton, and over towards Philly.
Intercourse. I just want to say it.
Breezewood.
Breezewood. Wherever that. Mm-hmm.
What can we do for you, my Pennsylvania friend?
Oh, just wanted to say hello. Thank you for keeping everybody's spirits up. Oscar Shannon did a bang-up job answering the phone. She got me straight with the instructions before I got online with y'all.
She's killing
Thank you.
Not drinking. I haven't drank much in like the last year and a half, but Mike, my humidor is well-stocked, and I will be enjoying an A.J. Fernandez New World box press with a Cameroon wrapper here in just a little while.
Fantastic, and God bless you. Thank you for calling in and letting us know that we're doing a good job. We're happy to have you on the show. Here we are. It's the regular thing we're doing now. It's been fun for us, too. We enjoy this. It's different. It's a little different dynamic, and I look forward to the Friday shows.
I still haven't gotten over your comment about Punxsie.
Punxsutawney, what do you mean when I was doing? Jed? You mean Jed?
Well,
it's a little rednecky.
Didn't you say last week that he saved you from a Walmart bathroom or something?
What?
Did I? Yeah. Do I have too much to drink?
I don't know. You used to live across the street from a Walmart, and then that's when Mike saved you?
Oh, stop it, Oscar.
I didn't make up. You said that on the air.
I did not.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me? Show me proof.
We have tape.
Yeah, I want to hear
tape.
Remember what she said last week
is that instead of an engagement ring, he bought you veneers and whisked you away.
No. Did I really say that?
No, you didn't say anything like that.
Oh, my gosh. I do not let me on the show and do not let me drink if I'm talking about that.
Well, wait a minute. You're the area. First of all, you left when you were young.
Yes.
Very, very young and moved to Northern Virginia.
Correct.
But I do have to say, by rail.
That's right.
Punxsie does have the best fried chicken ever.
No, it's not the best. It was the cheapest.
And by the might have been chicken and it might have been groundhog.
It was the best.
It was fried chicken from the grocery store, and there were a tremendous amount of pieces of it that we got for cheap for your grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary. And that's
fully
when I took my motorcycle. Mm-hmm.
Right. And don't they have really nice, cheap homes there, too?
Unbelievably.
Yeah,
at least
like
they
really
were.
Cheap.
They were, like, unlike the Northern Virginia, D.C. Metro, there were reasons
why
you
left. How do they keep the prices down?
Okay.
Rob.
I don't know.
Don't be mean.
Mr. Leesburg.
No, I will tell you one of my favorite stories about my late father-in-law. He was giving us a tour of his town, which was 2 hours away from Des Moines. It was 2 hours away from anything that was a small town. And he's showing around. He said, "This is the nicest house in town. I want you to see it." He said, "It's $50,000, but it doesn't look like that. It's not gaudy. It's not ostentatious."
Yeah. I mean,
kill for that.
Say that to me anytime.
You're in the belly of the beast, just like Boston, New York, or anywhere like that. When you do that, you get out, you know, down here, the prices, the further inland you go.
Oscar,
that's
you can move to Punxsie.
It's a miscalculation of mine. Yeah, might have to. Do they have fiber? If they have fiber, I'm in.
Rob, are you monitoring our comments online again?
I'm peeking at them, absolutely. Yeah, I'm actually moved to my cell phone. People, a lot of people are jumping in. That's what I'm getting mostly is that people are watching. People are watching. People are watching.
Awesome.
Joe Salvia says that your fried chicken might have been squirrel.
Oh, no.
No, these were big, giant chicken breasts.
Mike Harper says that in Culpeper, Virginia, Carla lived across from the Walmart.
Yeah, that's what you told us.
There you are. That's where Mike saved you. So it wasn't Pennsylvania. That's where Mike saved
you. It was in Culpeper.
So you said that. Why are you disavowing it now? Because you have a terrible memory. You have a memory like a person that's got dementia.
You know, stop it.
You do.
Mike, she's got to raise your son and take care of you, too.
I know. I There's have so going much on. Going on. Yeah. Exactly.
But you make a comment that I rescued you from living across from the Walmart, and then this
Oscar
week it's
said,
like,
well,
this guy called Jake says that.
Something different.
Jake says that you saved her from a child beauty pageant.
It's kind of a JonBenet joke right there.
No.
We got to take a break, but I got to go to some.
Oh
wow!
More.
Okay.
Oh, no, not anymore.
That ship has sailed.
Oh, Mike's looking now. Punxsutawney Real Estate.
Punxsutawney Real Estate.
We're looking
bedrooms.
At a home. Oh well, that's cheaper.
Okay, that's cheaper.
That's 5 bedrooms, 2 baths, 3,000 square feet.
Can I do it, please? Thank
139.
I'm running the show.
I know. I am all day.
I am.
She's a co-host.
I'm an extension of you.
Yeah, brand
extension. When you buy a house in Punxsutawney, I'm looking at the website too. The important thing is make sure it has new tires.
Yeah.
Six bet. All right. Here's a weird dynamic for anybody that's ever. Before we go to break, we'll leave you with this.
All right.
This is $349,000. That is expensive. Yeah. And this is for anybody that has ever looked at real estate online. Tell me what's wrong with this picture.
Oh, this is bad.
Hold on. 6 bedrooms.
Yes.
1 bath. This might be perfect for Oscar. This doesn't make sense. 570 square feet.
But six bedrooms?
Six bedrooms.
Oh, that's got to be a typo.
That's a Barbie dream house is what that is.
Now, this is a Punxy house, the next one right here. That one.
Are you excited about reading that in microphone now? Do you want to do that? 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1,200 square feet, $86,000.
Okay, well, this is just like when we watched that show in Texas, Waco, Texas. What's that show, Rob, with the couple? They just ended up their entire season. I forget what it's called when they flip the Texas homes.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, Mike and Penny Dye is the couple. They were on our show. Those guys.
No. That's
Chip
like
and Joanna.
Thank you. You fix her upper. It's called. Thank
fix
you.
Her upper.
From the control room. Okay.
Thank you, Shannon.
You can buy a house in Waco for, let's say, roughly $200,000, and the fixer upper
walking distance to your favorite cult
could flip it and make it into a $500,000-$700,000 home in a heartbeat. It's amazing.
Oh, I would love. Let's do it.
All right, this might be a little early to because I'm in talk. Do you remember that guy we worked with? That did the reality shows. Michael Holstein. Mm-hmm. I've been talking to him about this. This is not, I would be the co-host, but this is a real estate show, even though I'm not a realtor. And it's on the model of Fixer Upper. And here's how it works. I'm one of the co-hosts. We go into houses. They have to be occupied.
Right.
But the people are selling their houses while they're living in them.
Correct.
Right. And then I go into the master bedroom and then I go into the master bath. And I take off the back of the toilet and I take a dump in it. And the show's going to be called Upper Decker.
What? That's gross.
That's how you get them to sell. That's how you get them to sell.
It's on Bravo.
Hey. Don't miss it. That would have been better delivered if I hadn't had half of that.
Or maybe absolutely. Never at all.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I don't drink at all.
No.
Be a
I'm
better
saying
person.
Maybe.
The Upper Decker.
Maybe it never would
it's
have been delivered
fantasy,
at all.
It's also fantasy because you need some serious quad strength for that.
Yeah, that would be something for a young man. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more of your calls, more of your Rob's looking at your Facebook messages. And
yeah, keep them coming.
We'll do all that on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey guys, it's Billy Bush for the Mike O'Mara Show mailbag. Listen, if you want to contact the guys, all you have to do is send a nice little message or a letter to rob@mikeomarashow.com. It's beautiful. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Or be like me. Just send your message telepathically. I have that power. I'm the golden boy. It's beautiful, boys.
Hello, Billy. Sorry I ruined your career by getting on your silly little Access Hollywood bus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Two-voice promo. I love it.
So cute together. This portion of the program brought to you by KiwiCo. We are seeing a lot of kids stuck inside, you know that, wasting their days away. If you think it's impossible to get a kid to put down the cell phone or video game and do something that's good for their brain, you're wrong. It's very possible. Let's take a second to talk about KiwiCo. It's science and art. It's a science and art subscription box for kids tested by kids. It's more fun than any game they can play, and I was truly surprised by how much we both enjoyed it. Michael loves getting things in the mail, and he loves doing it by himself, mostly, and I loved helping him. Your kids won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo, and when they're finished, their confidence will be as big as their smile. KiwiCo is redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. KiwiCo, you gonna love it. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Mike, speaking of kids, my neighbors have one little boy and two little girls, and my neighbors across the street have two, I would say, preteens. They're little boys, probably 11, 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize, especially in the city, how many kids there are until something like this happens. Because as I was walking home from work, I saw in the windows of houses that have kids all these stuffed animals, and I didn't realize why these stuffed animals are in the windows of their houses. And it's a game for when kids walk with their parents a spot a safari. So it's almost like an urban safari, but with stuffed animals, and say, do you see the shark? Do you see the lion? It was one of the sweetest things, I think, that has happened across cities and neighborhoods in America for kids.
Do you know anything about
it? It's the first time I've heard about it.
Yeah.
It's happening in urban areas. The weird one in Baltimore, they have a special one. Do you see the shirtless man? So be careful if you're doing it in Baltimore.
Is this really a nationwide thing or what?
Absolutely, especially in urban neighborhoods like Oscar, that you got miles and miles of townhouses that have been there for years, and they put a stuffed animal in the window, and it gives the kid a reason to walk around like with a almost like a checklist,
like an urban safari.
Yeah,
it's very neat idea.
I didn't understand it at first. I said this is weird, and then I looked it up on Google, and I said, oh no. It was multiple animals that were stuffed animals right there. And then in chalk or paint, directions of what to spot for and what to look for, which is nice.
Very, very cool. Yeah. I love that stuff. Let's take some more calls. Your phone calls, Rob, are we getting anything? Feel free to just pipe up and let me know what's
happening.
Shannon
LaDodge says that they're changing the animal in their window every day so that the kids get a new animal when they come by every day.
So it's a single animal that you put in the window.
It depends.
Is that the way
it depends on your preference. Yeah.
Exactly.
Really? Very cool.
We'll have to join the party.
Absolutely. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Who's this? Where are you calling from? What you drinking?
This is Mike. I'm in Carroll County, Maryland, and I'm drinking a Dogfish Head 60-minute IPA.
Nice.
Ooh.
Nice.
Is that hoppy or weedy?
It's hoppy, and I love it.
I love hoppy. I love it.
The 60-minute IPA is named after Morley Safer. A lot of people don't know that.
Big beer drinker.
Love to drink.
What can we do for you, sir?
Well, first I want to say hats off to Shannon for her call screening abilities.
Hey.
She was so clean with her script, I thought it was a recording.
Yep.
And then she asked me a question, and I'm like, oh, this is live.
You can actually talk to her. You know, she's here right now. Can she be heard through the phone?
She can.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
She's here.
Say hi to Shannon right now, sir.
Hi, Shannon. You did great.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? When Pony's on that thing or Maddie's on that thing and they sound like Shannon, I have to give her a compliment that she sounds more clear.
She's modulating her voice.
Is that what it
I've
is?
I've coached her.
Yeah.
Really?
And also, Mike, you've spent years of tuning out Pony, so it's hard for you to hear him.
Yes, that's true. He's listening, though. Well, thank you very much for the call. Is there anything else we can do for you?
Actually, I'm the creator of the TMOS Pinup Appreciation Society.
Oh my God!
Wow.
You're the founder.
Wow. Let me go there right
Bow
now.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei.
All right. This is great that I have you on the phone and Carla here at the same time.
You are such a pig.
What?
You know what? I bet. I bet he doesn't put stuffed animal pictures in his window.
Yeah.
I was thinking he was real creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, that one right there, that's pretty nasty.
Hey, sir.
She looks like she's 17.
Sir,
that's one from Jeremy
Selvage.
Everyone
is of age. Sir, let me ask you something. As a curator, you must get dozens of submissions. How do you decide what actually makes the page?
Well, they just post. We let them do it.
She's pretty.
Okay. All right.
That's nice, Carla.
Anything?
Nick Peterson. Nick Peterson's a big contributor, isn't he?
What about HBS? Is he posting too much?
There he is.
There's Robert W. Spiewak.
Robert W. Spiewak. He likes
What?
Like kind of like the trashy women.
Oh my God. I would say that my dad.
Jesus.
And I guess is that your left-handed way of saying hi
well,
to my
sexually.
Stepmother?
Oh, look at the one. Hey, Todd, how about the Paul Morris submission that says "Happy Monday" with the good morning underneath the boobs? Did you see that one?
Caller?
Todd?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm talking about your page, you perv. Yeah. I'm trying to get this
Mike,
on here.
You have to forgive him. He put the phone down.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the one I'm talking about where it's got the good morning boobs under the boobs?
Oh, yeah, it's a classic.
He's not fazed by it, Mike. He's not fazed by it.
No, I know what I'm doing. Thank you, Todd. Thank you for the support. Appreciate
Bye.
It.
This just in from Facebook there. Live, Joel Leonard says, if Oscar is a bottom, I'm a happy gay man.
No.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Get in
Oscar.
Line, sir. Get in line.
Yes.
And some love that from AJ
oh,
and Kimberly.
The
they love Grandpa Bob. So,
but
Grandpa
do
Bob,
too.
They love you. Okay.
I do, too.
And I think my dad Irish has whiskey, an amazing variance
you can
and variety in the women he posts.
I do agree.
But there's also class. Trash and
right,
class.
You know, right? This one I just happened to look at. She was just a little like trashy. Well, but I've seen other ones when he
Eric Berry's picture's nice. That's very pretty.
They're very nice girls.
Isn't that very pretty right there?
Yeah, I like
very
that bathing
pretty.
Bikini.
She kind of looks like you a little
no.
bit. No. Yeah, she does. She looks like you.
Oh, I wish.
Well, no. I mean, she's very lovely and very nice bikini. I'd like to see
I
you
love
in that.
That bikini.
That's great. I like the outfit you're wearing today, too.
Thanks.
See?
Should we leave? What's going on?
No, we're fine. Let's take another phone call, shall we? And keep the comments coming. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Brian
hi.
From Centerville, hi. Virginia.
Hi,
oh,
Brian.
Centerville in the house. What's up?
Can you get me an Irish whiskey,
no.
please? I'm staying here doing the show.
Oh, she that said, when, Mike. And oh, no.
Well, she's excited that Centerville is calling
you. Centerville in the house. She remembers Centerville.
I graduated from Centerville High School.
Great city. Yeah,
that's where Mike found you.
Just saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Centerville.
All right, I'll let you
right
go. I'll go get you a drink.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. What can we do for you in Centerville, Virginia, sir?
I was just wondering if you think that Robo's
you know, Carla, you stay here.
Will...
You stay here. I'll get you.
Oh. Sir, I'm here now, and
he
so is
gets
Rob,
mean
so
when
Carla.
He drinks Irish whiskey.
Oh, the turn isn't here yet. Let's say he's
no.
still in a
oh,
good
are
mood.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, life is good, sir.
Right
what was
now,
your
it's like broadcasting with the Pope?
What was your name again, sir?
Brian.
Okay, Brian from Centerville. Go.
Yeah, I was wondering if you I've heard from Rofo, and if you think his relationship will survive this quarantine.
Funny you ask. I actually had a good conversation with Rofo as he's working remote for here at Podcast Village. And he has been since we all went into our shelter in place. And at first, I thought something was wrong and there was trouble in paradise because he sounded depressed. And I said, is everything okay? Like almost like a blink twice if you need to get out of your house. And he goes, oh, no. Sorry about that. I'm good. I don't know if he's okay, but he sounded like he either was faking it and he may be A-okay, but I think we'll know more next week because I'll take a deeper dive just for you. Do you know?
I spoke to him on the phone today.
You did?
Yeah, and we were trying to split up some Podcast Village. Look at that.
Irish whiskey.
Look at the size of the.
It's you know,
that's
Carla's
size
head.
In my head.
It is.
That's what we call a pull, Mike. It should have a handle on it. You got yourself a pull of Irish whiskey.
And
Mike, Brian asked about Rob Ford and his mental health and his marital health.
Is he? You were saying something bad. Is he all right?
No.
Well, he sounded today when I spoke to him, sad and perhaps lacking focus.
Really?
Yeah, he
focus.
Yeah, he was having a hard time communicating a very simple thing to me. So I don't know. We'll see. I hope he's well, and I wish the best to the future, Mrs. Ford.
Look, the bottom line is people that are isolated and working from home are having a tough time of it. That's a reality.
And Mike, I think we've talked about this ad nauseum that people are finding out things about their significant others that they didn't want to know. You know what I mean?
It wouldn't happen with us because we are.
Have you found anything out?
No.
I mean, you're Shannon.
I'm a lucky duck. I've been. She's been my sombra for a long time now, so we're good to
How
go.
About you,
mean,
Rob?
Does that mean hat?
My shadow.
Oh, okay.
Shadow.
Yeah, yes. I've verified all the things I've already suspected. Carrie hates me.
We have to take a break, and when we come back, more of your phone calls, more of the texts, more of everything, the Facebook messages, and all that wonderful good stuff. I cannot believe I bought that. That giant bottle.
Mike, the Facebook page has exploded with people asking if it's an optical illusion. No, the bottle is that big. Is that a 1.75 liter? Is that what it is?
Let me see.
Hello.
It's cartoon sized.
Drink out.
How did you know that, Rob?
Because he's an alcoholic.
I'm an alcoholic. Yeah.
Jesus.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. There's an ad for them.
Here's what's happening at C100.
I am radio's Scott Shannon, a disc jockey officially licensed by the FCC. When I'm not daydreaming about still being on Z100, I am listening to the 6th uncensored episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show occasionally sprinkles their program with profanity to add some extra flavor. But if you want a lot of flavor, how about some candy? Some Lifesavers candy, available in peppermint, wintergreen, and traditional 5 flavors.
C100.
What is going on in the O'Mara household?
There was a show. There was a show going on. I know.
Welcome
that.
Back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Jeez.
Oh, stop it.
You know, the Iceman cometh. The Iceman can go away. Anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Noom.
I knew what he meant.
From Top Gun?
Crash diets are always temporary.
Right.
If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. The best part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. That's pretty important for somebody
like you, isn't it? Yep, yep.
And somebody like me.
It has
literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
That's fantastic.
We all love it.
Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home. It's the best. Oscar loves Noom, mm-hmm. and Carla has never looked better. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small snaps make big progress. Sign up for your free trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. All right, I can give you the particulars on my beverage because I'm excited about it.
A lot of people are talking about it, but also a lot of people are, the best quote I saw is Carla's face during the break. Holy cow.
Yeah.
I like making faces.
Yeah. Yes, she was yelling at me because I wanted to tell her how good it tasted.
He said it was really smooth.
And then she's like, well, I knew where she was going. She said, I just want to make
sure. Don't get too happy.
Yeah, I know. Just exactly. Saying. God
forbid. Oh, that it wasn't too strong.
Yeah, exactly. Fine malt and grain. I'm not going to read that. All right, let's take another phone call.
Do you think it's made by the Jameson's people?
Let's see where it's
made. You never
made.
Know. That's a good question.
Imported by Misa Imports. That's not the distiller.
Dallas, Texas.
Triple distilled. Yeah, that's the importer.
Because so, I've done some side-by-sides. I'm sure their Canadian is made by Crown, and I'm sure their vodka is made by Goose.
I think the vodka
is definitely in the Grey Goose distillery.
I think that's how they do it. Let's get right back to the phone calls. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Cameron from Turlock, and I am enjoying a vodka gimlet this afternoon. Turlock,
nice, very nice.
Cali
gimlet. Ooh, what is that? Can you give us the ingredients? Because I forget what is in a gimlet. Yeah.
It's, I believe, 2 ounces of vodka. I used 4, and then some simple syrup, lime juice, and a wedge of lime over ice.
And a lot of fresh lime. The lime has to be fresh squeezed. How many limes are you going through? Because our grocery store was out of limes last Saturday.
What?
Yes.
Well, we're in California, so we tend to have a nice bountiful produce section at our grocery stores here. So,
excellent.
So far, I've used up. Well, I got lime juice in a bottle, and I'm using fresh lime as a little garnish on it. But
good.
I did have a question for you, a parenting question.
Yep.
So I have 3 kids here at my house. We had a bag of donuts that disappeared in the middle of the night.
What do I
do with these 3 kids? Because nobody ate it. None of them ate it.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't own up to it, right? They didn't own up to it, so can't find out who
owned up to it.
Ooh.
And what are the ages again of your children?
13, 16, and 19.
Ooh. What are their genders?
That's tough.
What are the
genders? They could all be guilty of that.
Oh, definitely. I'm still trying to find out. I didn't do it. I don't know who this guy is, but
do you have any idea, Rob?
I want to know their genders. What are the age and male or female?
The 2 boys are 16 and 19, and my daughter, she's 13.
16-year-old did it.
Yeah, he's the quietest.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they won't rat on each other. That's nice. Thanks,
that's
Steve's.
True. Yeah. Buddy.
Someone had the munchies.
Each other out, but nobody did it.
Yeah. All right, let's thank you for the call, and good luck with the kidlings. You. That's hysterical. I love that. Enjoy your gimlet. Let's get right back to the phones. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
This is Max Davis from Gearhart, Oregon.
Ooh, nice, Oregon.
Very good to hear from our friends in Oregon. What can we do for you, sir?
I got the alert. I figured I'd call on, but I will tell you, there's a lot of nerves. It's like waiting for the hiring manager to come out when you have a job interview. You know, it's.
So, are you in the middle of what? I didn't get that, guys.
He is. It's an intimidating experience to call and talk to his radio god, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Oh, don't be intimidated. I'm just I'm the idiot that's over here trying to figure out the Facebook comments.
Yeah. All right? Also, you should be intimidated. Every day we come in here, we sweat.
Yes.
I'm sweating. Yeah, I get it.
I have moved into an area with Facebook now where I am so out of control of my Facebook page with names appearing on the bottom where I'm trying to block that, where I'm not able to successfully do it again. Rob, have things changed where it's much more invasive now, where people are trying to get to you more than they have
before?
There
are so many more people at home trying to get on and are actually active on Facebook, Mike, so that's probably what's happening.
A lot of people are theorizing, Mike, that the donuts were a three-person operation. They all split the donuts,
and that way no one is behind us.
He's hungry.
Like a caller that,
he's also hungry.
If I'm on my chat settings,
yes.
Chat is my problem. Yes. I don't want to say it. It says collapse all chat, close all chat, turn off chat tabs, turn on active status. I'm off, so I'm not even
okay,
on
so you're
active
invisible.
Status.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is like his messenger settings,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what? How do I get, I don't want to see anything other than when I click on it. That's what I want to do. So it says, collapse all chat tabs, close all chat tabs, turn off chat tabs. There we go. That's what I just did.
Okay.
I think.
And also, if you just open the stream for the live chat, you just will get a rolling sort of take of what people are saying.
Well, you said it's the messenger. That's what it is, right? So the thread is not going to be affected by this.
No, it's not. It shouldn't be. Max, how long have you been listening to the show?
Let's see. I would go on probably, it was when you guys first started the podcast, my buddy loved, the Don and Mike show, and we couldn't really get a good radio signal of it very often out here. So he turned me on to that. I listened as much as I could. And then my buddy Sean Foreman, who is still a listener, got me hooked and at a really bad time in my life. So, you know, you guys cheered me up right from the get go. I always feel like I'll tell people to listen, but it's always which episode they're going to get. And the first one I got, it was Sex Boy Cafe. And hang on, it gets better. Somebody asked Sex Boy what made the taco so good. And it Mike said it was, or Sex Boy said it was because of the canned tuna meat.
For all the things that we've done over many, many years, that is the bit that I perhaps like the most that I could never ever explain to anybody.
Yeah, because it was very perv. It was very pervy.
Yeah, but I mean, it was the old, there was just innocence in it. It was a young man with
the
superpowers
flying
that wanted
around
people
the world
to have
weird.
Great sex.
It was really an excuse. It was an excuse to use a vocal synthesizer.
Yes. Yes,
and I'm here to tell you that, and it's Jennifer born out of a vocal synthesizer. And I'm here to tell you that I am on my, I burned up my second vocal synthesizer. It's right up here on my desk here. This one, the first one stopped working properly. This one has stopped working. In the event that
they
don't work.
No,
they're
no,
horrible.
They don't last. They don't last.
They're designed for band people that you know, want to sound like that. They want to do Living on a Prayer. You know,
Linda Herr says Sex Boy is so weird, awesome, but awkward.
Yeah,
Sex Boy
very, very
has
awkward.
His fans. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take another phone
Thanks,
call.
Max.
And by the way, we haven't even given out the phone number. It's 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. I love a show when we don't have to give out the phone number. Hello, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Aaron. I'm calling from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Wonderful in Minnesota. How are you holding up with the shelter-in-place, stay-at-home orders?
Well, you know, it really doesn't seem to affect me a whole lot. I still got to go to work every day, and it's just mostly spending the free time finding toilet paper around here.
Yeah. I think some people do feel like that. What do you do for a living?
I work at a blood center in the hospital distribution.
So you're kind of you're on the lines with dealing with this at a blood center. You mean like a donation center, or what is a blood center? I don't even, is that a testing facility? What is that?
Right. We're pretty much all of it. We have a donor center, and then we have our laboratories, and then we have where I am, and that's in the distribution department. So a hospital in the area needs blood. They call our phone number, and we prep the blood, pack it up, and deliver it to the hospital.
Wow. But you're not involved in any kind of testing for coronavirus?
We don't do testing for corona, no.
Okay. Have you noticed any? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say we are starting, and other blood centers are doing this too, where we're starting to collect plasma from recovered patients who had the coronavirus, in the hopes that their plasma will have antibodies against it that can then be sent to hospitals as sort of a therapeutic agent.
And isn't that sort of an almost not ancient, but a 100-year-old technology? If you put that and spin that blood out and find those antibodies, that's things they've been doing for like 100 years, right?
Pretty much. I mean, it's basically a sort of like a vaccine instead of just a vial of, you know, antibodies or the deactivated pathogen. It's the same thing.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that,
sir.
I'm reading some of the comments on Facebook. The comment that says, Robbie is pink and red.
That's right.
Rob?
Yeah, you are pink
and red.
Are
you allergic to Budweiser?
Rob's cheeks
are
very...
If I am, I'd be dead 20 years ago.
Very, very red.
Jeremy Ewell asks, he misses Jennifer. Have you heard from her? Did the COVID get her?
No. I tell you, the machine that doesn't work.
Play along. Play along.
Where,
I know
where is
even
she?
If she's not on the show.
Is she on hiatus?
Have you talked to her?
Oh, you want the
update.
The Jiva?
An update.
Yeah, Jennifer was on one of those exploratory freighters that's also a cruise ship, and
like the,
you know,
Bob
the ones
Hope
that,
whaling,
you know,
freighter?
The ones that go to the North Pole.
Yeah.
You know the ones I'm talking
about.
Green
the ice breakers. Yeah.
Very expensive. She saved up for a very long time, and they break the ice and they go to the Arctic Circle. They go to the North Pole. And they have a camp there where the way it works, the way she explained it to me the last time we talked, which was late October.
Oh,
what?
She explained
she loves
to
Halloween.
Me that this is the way it worked, that they were on this freighter and they went to they got up close to the Arctic Circle. And that's when they get off the ship and they walk to the encampment. And Jennifer was with a group, I think, of 25, a real small group of explorers that were there. They paid good money to go see this. Some
good
people
money.
don't get a chance to see the North Pole.
Sure.
And then you spend, you have lunch and you have dinner at the camp, and then you hike back to your ship. Jennifer, in the, I think, 6 hours they were at this encampment, struck up a rather incredible relationship with one of the people that works there, I don't know if there's a scientist or an engineer, and she stayed behind. She said, go on without me. So the last I checked in was in October. Jennifer is now at the North Pole or around one of these base camps.
Or she's stuck there.
One thing I know about Jennifer, Mike, she loves cold weather.
She does. She does. Yeah. I spoke to her in late October when she told me about this. That I received a postcard right after New Year's, where she said, I'm loving it, and I get to polar swim every day.
Wow.
That's
nice.
Nice.
Like a dream come true.
And she, Mrs. O'Mara, is very, very glad she's gone. You were never a fan.
I did not like her.
Yeah, I know you didn't. She didn't like you.
No.
Yeah. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun. All right, you happy, Rob? I did the shtick. All right, here we go. We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry. I never taste the sour in sweet and sour pork. Will Rogers didn't like me. From the knees down, no feeling. Hey, Lester Holt, I'm not buying what you're selling. Everything bagels disorient me. David Frost gives a great background. I found that you can buy anything online except love. I like the TMOS Shopping Center. Unbeatable! Access them through the MikeOMaraShow.com. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I've got a great text or a Facebook message after this, or a thread or whatever the we're calling it. It's time to hand out some recognition. I mean, let's give credit where credit is due. Congrats to Kaylee Harner.
Yes.
The proud owner of a TMOS logo hoodie, Lisa King, currently rocking a TMOS logo t-shirt. Oh, and Jerry A. Shaver, he's a TMOS shirt guy too. Kudos to you guys for being wise enough to patronize the TMOS t-shirt store and kind enough to post pics of your merchandise on social media for all to see. Yes, the TMOS shirts and hoodies are arriving, and when they do, let's see a photograph of you letting your TMOS flag fly. And if you haven't ordered yet...
What are you waiting for?
Can you do it with a little more feeling? And if you haven't ordered yet...
What are you waiting for? Come on!
Better. Yeah!
Yeah!
They are ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. Just click the t-shirt banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Remember, every purchase spreads the TMOS gospel, and it helps us in our time of need. Remember, don't dress for the job you have. Dress for the podcast you love. TMOS merchandise. I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. Cecil B. DeMille was a director in the 1800s.
Mm. Yes, but what I'm saying is that it's very important now that the merchandise is arriving, make sure you post pictures of yourself wearing it. I love seeing it, and it helps get the word out. So please do that.
Yep. Isn't this great? Yes, Oscar, were you going to say something?
I was just making sure my wife is okay in the control room, and she gave me a thumbs up.
All right, let's take some more phone calls right now. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this, and where are you calling from, sir?
Ma'am. Hello, it's George from Rockville again.
George!
For George. Another call without being screwed up.
All right, George, I'm not optimistic, but go ahead.
Well, no, this time's better because I didn't go up and down steps several times before calling.
So you weren't running 5 miles. Oh, do I have the wrong guy?
Yeah, George called last week. George, how's your family doing? How's your mom doing?
Everyone's doing fine. Again, not going out. May I complain for a moment, please?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. I love complaints.
Please. Yeah.
By the way, Pony, you're going to have to mark this, but deal with it. People on the highway that are going triple the speed limit.
Wow, that's a little hostility.
Why does that bother you? It's wide open.
Because people shouldn't be going about 140.
Ooh.
And that's why there's a lot of accidents and things going on.
But don't you think they're trying to escape the virus?
Sir, how many drinks have you had? I can't wait for his delayed timing. No, I'm sorry. Bye.
Thank you.
He hears Rob or he hears us right away. Somebody wants to see Rob smash into his fireplace in back and draw blood.
Oh my God, who said that?
You know, it's funny. I hadn't seen that much blood since I banged your mom.
Oh,
sick burn.
Oh my God.
What if
she's got the COVID? That's not nice.
That is. You know what? It was like in March, so I think I'm fine. Early March that I made sweet love to his mother.
Wow. I think it was a her, by the way.
Oh, well.
Right, let me ask a Facebook question.
Sure.
All right. So I full screen my Facebook page with our live stream on there.
Full screen.
Full screen. And the live stream is taking up so much room that it pushes the comments over too far to the right.
You could actually it's not in front of me right now, but you could hit a button to butt in the comments to like slide it in.
Do you think maybe
drag it over?
See where it says live?
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
Carla, I have a question for you if you don't mind while you help Mike.
Sure.
So Mike talked about your exfoliating technique.
Sure.
And then Mike responds like a grown man would. And then you say no. And then you walk away.
What are you talking about?
When we had the shower the other day.
Oh, that's
what about
right.
it?
When we went into the shower.
Yeah, that's no true. That's true.
Yeah. No honk honk.
There was no honk honk.
None of that.
Right.
No. Okay. Is that because of the deep-seated hostility rooted in the game Trouble?
I'm really good at that game.
Yeah,
she is so good at the game of love. All right, we've found the tell here. All right.
Yeah.
My wife is fit. She is young. She has the memory of seriously a 94-year-old woman.
She doesn't remember anything ever.
She doesn't remember.
We don't remember the shows that were yesterday. In fairness,
we don't remember the shows that were yesterday.
Yes,
this is true.
Yes,
but
I do remember a lot the important things.
Yeah, like what I ate.
Yes,
that's really what.
And how you mess up.
Oh
yeah, I know.
I remember those things.
Hey, it's easy to remember one thing.
What's that?
It's easy to grin
because Mike doesn't mess up much. I've known him
just one time.
28 years in a week. And
hey, I'm jealous. Stop it.
Nearly perfect.
Let's take another phone call. And then I'm totally losing my place. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Patrick from Wilmington, North Carolina.
What are you drinking today, Patrick?
Well, today I'm kind of going light. I'm just doing a double Cosmo. It's just a regular Cosmo.
Oh, jeez. If I drank that, I'd be on the floor.
Sure.
I really would.
Yeah, I'm using my sister-in-law's recipe. It definitely will floor you.
What can we do for you, sir?
Yeah, just saying hey, and today is actually my 55th birthday. So.
Who cares?
Hey.
Happy birthday, Nichols. Yay.
Don't listen to Rob.
You're the speed limit.
Hey, how much? I'm going to ask the three March birthdays, this guy on the phone and Oscar and Rob. How much has it really? Look, we don't do birthday craziness. My 60th was fun, but it wasn't crazy. What do you feel screwed? Do you feel ripped off having the
I got mine in
birthday?
Under the wire because remember, mine was the 8th. So it was before there was anything going on. I got it. I think people were talking about it, but
yes, they were.
There wasn't any sort of regulation in place. And I just, you know, so
did you get a card or anything?
Well, I had my mom. I sent Robert to pick up my mom and she came over and she hung out.
That's sweet.
And it was nice. We had a nice little evening. But I don't
think. What did your wife do for you on your birthday?
Stayed out of the way. It was nice.
Took a nap.
Mike, I'll tell you, and honestly, and for our listeners, the worst birthday, bar none.
Because of the situation.
Just and by the way, it's fine.
Can you imagine?
But if I want to be selfish, it didn't even feel like it was a different day. It's just like it was like any other weekday.
Oh, that
we
got to
move on. Yeah, Shannon, sweet enough, that I think a day after birthday, said, what do you want for your birthday? I said, my birthday was yesterday. Get me next year.
Yeah, good. It sucks.
Yeah, you gotta go up next year.
I'm down here busting my hump, answering all these calls, telling people to turn their speakerphone off, turn down the sound, and to provide Mike with their name and the city and the state that they're in.
Oh, and can you ask them what they're drinking too?
Yeah, what they're drinking too.
Yeah, I'll add that to my script.
I know what Oscar wanted for his birthday this year.
He'd
like to have he would want the last 25 seconds back.
Please.
What?
Jesus. It's been brutal, sir. Brutal.
Well,
sorry to hear that, Oscar.
That's okay. We'll get it.
Shannon, keep them coming. Let's take a couple more, and then we have to take a break. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is James from Fort Detrick, Maryland.
Nice.
Hi, James.
Cool.
Are you enjoying your self-quarantine today?
I am actually not self-quarantined. I'm inside Fort Detrick. We're listening to you guys here by internet radio.
That's awesome.
And what do you do at Fort Detrick, sir?
We're actually conducting some of the testing that you guys were saying that you were concerned about.
Corona? Oh,
salute to you, sir. Thank you so much. Tell us more about the testing, if you don't mind.
Please.
Some of the testing that we're doing is to determine and create a vaccine, but then also some of the testing that we're doing is also for DNA collection. And the reason that we're doing that is because we're going to get everybody into a stockpile of DNA collection. Baba booey, baba booey, baba booey.
I knew you.
Yes.
I knew.
Yes.
I knew you.
What a hilarious.
I
asked for
that.
I asked for this last week. I knew he was. I knew halfway through the call. I knew he was drunk, and I knew he was. Did I not request Baba Booey last week?
You did.
I think you did.
That's right. You did.
I don't remember.
I did. It was great.
Shocking.
You did. And look, I appreciate everything that you guys are doing. I'm actually calling from Maryland. But we're just having a good time and appreciate what you're doing. And
Thank you, sir. Glad
that I was able to get through and make
it. Oh, my God, Oscar. Are you okay?
Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate that in Maryland. Thank you. Oscar just had, we're away. We have to break.
It's gusty.
Let Oscar repair his studio.
Repair the studio, please.
We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Positivity. We need it. And if you've got it, you need to share it. Let the Mike O'Mara Show help. Introducing the TMOS Happy Talk Line.
Happy Talk, keep talking, happy talk.
In these trying times, the little things will help us get by. So, when you find a bit of happiness, call us and share. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The good is out there, and your good things will make people feel better. We'll get the good word out. Call the Happy Talk line 24/7, 7 days a week. 888-920-6673. Share the good, and we all benefit.
It's a good idea. You like?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Todd Moore's on our Facebook Live
Todd
thread.
Moore.
Hi, Todd.
And so is my mother, Sharon Goddard, in there.
Hi, Sharon. How are you, Sharon and Todd? Hey, it's Good Friday. Hell, it's a great Friday. It's right. I mean, it's Good Friday. You just completely forget things that were important.
Mike,
in,
at some time today, it will be cloudy.
Who said that?
Your mother.
That's it. Good memory on that
one.
Wow. My mom used to always say that. And Mom, it was cloudy
here. It was.
Today. And it's snowing up in Maine, believe it or not.
We got snow flurries in Leesburg today.
No.
Very strange. Yeah. April snow up north.
What?
Yep. We've got drinks and friends and fun, and Easter is the day after tomorrow. That is a crucifix. Not crucifixion.
It's a crucifix.
And even though you can't hippity-hoppity to the grocery store to get ready for the bunny, you can use the TMOS links to shop and save money. Yes, save money and save your life, because you don't want to get sick and die this Easter. The chances are quite slim that on the third day you'll rise again. That's less common than you think. Be smart, socially distance, and shop for your Easter gear. Your Easter gear.
Easter
at Target and Walmart, safely from home. Hit the MikeOMaraShow.com link, and the banner is right there. Click it. Go on it now. Click it. Good. Instant access to Target and Walmart. Trust me, if they don't have it, you don't need it.
You forgot that. Click it real good.
Whoa.
Wow. Usually, damn. Carla, we save that for the air check meeting.
Anything you need, do it.
Mike, I just asked Todd Moore if I could share a picture with you and the gang.
Please do.
I'm waiting for confirmation. You know,
and Oscar, Mike, you missed the out cue of the spot, which I wrote especially for you because I was hoping you'd sing it.
Oh,
look at that.
I mean, I don't normally direct.
Yeah, no,
you.
I mean,
love
you,
when
this is your joy of your your job. That's what you did it.
And so it's
not the right.
By the way, salute to Pony and Maddie at home.
Well, Maddie,
hi, Pony,
anyway.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello. How are they doing?
They're good.
Doing great.
Working hard.
Do you want me to find it for you?
Mike, I'm sorry.
I lost it.
Rob,
I'm sorry.
You got to let it go sometimes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
can I sing it?
Go ahead. Sing it.
In your Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it, you'll be the finest lady at the Easter parade, which was canceled.
Thank you very
canceled.
Much.
Wait, I'm sorry. I missed that. Can you do that
again?
No,
you don't
guess
want
what?
That again.
You didn't miss anything.
No, it wasn't worth
it. Absolutely not. And we're running out of time for the regular. Are we running out of time?
We're running out of time.
Mike, the show should have ended 3 minutes
ago. You should highlight that the bonus show will be streamed on Facebook.
And we're going to stream the bonus show. Yeah. Let's take one more call. This could be the best call we've gotten during the regular show. And then we have to break, and then we'll come back with another full hour of content for your Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from? These shows fly. It's ridiculous. Uh-huh. Hello.
I'm enjoying it. Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your friend Preston from Stuartstown, Pennsylvania. Happy early Easter to one and all.
Blind Preston. He's the best.
Preston.
I love it. Hey.
Hello.
Preston, I had a follow-up last
week.
I had a follow-up last week. I apologize.
Don't hit me.
Just because people are staying at home and they're not around, do you notice it?
Do you feel it?
Well, yeah. You know, every time I do my verbal check on Facebook Live, it's like they're with me, even though I can't talk to them in person. At least I can connect with them.
Oh, that's
virtually.
Sweet.
It's great.
That's sweet. That's
more
sweet.
People online. Preston, God bless you. Stay safe. Let's take one more call in here. Let's get one more call before we get out of here. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. It's Jason from Henrico, Virginia. Hope everybody's doing well.
Jason!
Oh, that's down near Richmond. That's a good county.
That's correct. Yes, Rob. First, saw you guys at the Vegas show, the Saturday night show, and met you at the meet and greet, and it was a real pleasure, and you guys were really, really generous with your time and everything, and greatly appreciate that. Thank you for doing this as well. Wanted to do a couple things to help you guys out. Mike, with your issue with streaming Amazon, I think it's Prime.
Yeah.
Just as quick suggestion, the apps on the TV in general are horrible. It's like okay. the last way to stream stuff. Set-top box would be much better for you in your case, since you got all Apple devices, probably much to your chagrin. Be best with an Apple TV. I think your experience would be much better. The apps are updated more frequently. They're little higher quality apps. They spend time on the apps, that kind of thing. So maybe worth all a right. try, at least if it doesn't work.
That's very good. I like that tip. I like that tip.
One other thing, if I may. Mike, it's okay to say the word blind. I heard in the past couple of weeks you said visually challenged or something of that nature. Blind, there's nothing wrong with saying somebody is blind. It's perfectly
fine. I thought he said no see-ems.
Oh, it's
right, now are you blind? Are you blind, my friend? Oh, you're blind. All right, yeah, very good.
Yeah. Wait, we had two blind.
We had two blind listeners, Preston and this
wow.
guy.
Wow, this is great. Back. This is great.
Love it. Love
you
it.
Met your quota. Okay.
And the funny thing is that we have to end the show now. But I have to tell you something that everybody on the show in the last hour, we will all be blind drunk.
That's true.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
That's it. But thank you for the tips. You're very, very kind, and really appreciate that. And what is the best thing, since you said I can use the word now, what's the best thing about the Mike O'Mara show to one of our blind listeners? What can you tell me is the best thing about listening to TMOS blind?
It's no different than anybody else. I'm just a person who happens to be blind, so it's the same thing as every all your other listeners. It's
aww.
A great show.
All right.
Awesome. And,
great comedy, great entertainment, good personalities, just really good people. You feel like you're actually friends with you guys, even though you have no idea who we are.
God bless you, my friend. And stay safe during this period of time. And we appreciate all of our listeners. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we will have more. A full hour with no commercial interruption. And God knows what's going to happen. And we might have a visit from my son who just creeped into the studio. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sorry, I was greeting my family.
Just trying to have a little fun, folks. That's all.
Bye-bye, everybody.